Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. What comes to mind when you see that word slavery? What images come to mind? Is it images of times past when Jesus walked the earth, the Roman Empire, and they certainly had slavery? People weren't their own. That's the way it's been for a long time, long before the Roman Empire. People didn't have freedom. They were bought and paid like property. The same is true of our recent history. Before the Civil War, we had slavery here. People were bought and sold. They were treated as nothing more than property. You could do with them as you please. That's typically the images that come to mind when you see the word slavery. At least I think most people would think of things like that. Horrible images. People in bondage, being mistreated by others, and told what to do, what not to do, when to do it. Totally under their control. But is that really the kind of slavery that we're talking about here? There are certainly other kinds. We can be slaves to our passions. We can be slaves to habits. We can be slaves to traditions. We can be slaves to relationships, to food and drink. We can be slaves to so many things. Slaves to our own deceitful hearts and thinking that we're something that we're not. So many, many things that we could be slaves to. Those are the kinds of things that Jesus wants to set us free from. For freedom. Do we really know what freedom is? I think we have a misunderstanding, at least in a scriptural sense, as to what freedom really is. Is freedom the ability to do just whatever you want, anytime, without regard to consequences? Are we that free that we can be our own little gods? No. The kind of freedom that Jesus came to give us, it's similar to that. But I mentioned this a long time ago. Think of it as like you have a toddler, and you know one of those expanding gates or whatever, not a gate, but you know, pen. Yeah, it's like that. You expand it, and you put the toddler in there, and they can do whatever they want within the confines of that little pen, so to speak. And in a sense, that's the way God wants us to be. He says, here, these are the boundaries. You know, outside of those boundaries is sin. But as long as you stay within those boundaries, you're free to do whatever you want. You know, you can do whatever you want, be happy, whatever. You're not constrained in any way. Nobody's necessarily telling you what to do or how to do it. And you're not affected by anything. And in a sense, that's the way God wants us to be, that kind of freedom. Here, he has placed us in this world. And here, these are the guidelines, and everything is found in Scripture, and certainly within our consciences. We have free will. God has given us that. So within those boundaries, we can do whatever we want, go wherever we want, do what we want. That's part of the freedom that he has given us in Jesus. But there's more too, because like I mentioned a little while ago, it's so easy to be bound up and to be enslaved to other things like traditions or like rules and regulations. A lot of people are bound up by that. I knew a Christian many years ago who was, I guess, very proud of the fact that every day he spent so much time in prayer, so much time in the Word, so much time doing this and that. And I was thinking to myself when I heard about that, I think he's missing the boat here. Because he is enslaving himself to, well, they're good things to do, certainly, to pray and read Scripture and everything. But he's carrying it to an extreme. In other words, he's thinking, if I don't do this, and this, you know, spend all this time and doing all these things, I'm missing the target. And that's not true. God doesn't want us to be bound like that. He wants us to have the freedom to choose. Okay, I'm gonna pray today. I don't know how long it's gonna be. I pray every morning before I get into the tasks of the day. But I don't know how much time I'm going to spend in prayer. I start praying. And when it seems like time is up, time is up. You know? I don't worry about that. Yes, I do devotions every morning. And sometimes that takes longer than other times. Sometimes the things I read don't speak to me. And sometimes they do, so I ponder them a little bit and think about them and ask the Lord for understanding. But if all we're doing is saying, okay, I have to read 3 chapters this morning or this afternoon, evening, whatever, and if I don't read those 3, then I'm failing. I'm failing God, I'm failing myself. I'm missing the boat. Quality is more important than quantity. The quality of our time spent with God or doing godly things is more important than the quantity of time that we spend. God wants us to be free. Free from feeling bound up in rules and regulations and checking off all these boxes. Okay, I did this today, so I'm good. I know there's been a lot of times when I'm doing my devotions or something, and the Lord speaks to me, reminds me or impresses upon me the need to do something that may be totally unrelated to my time and devotional time. And I think that's part of his setting me free and also showing me that it's more important to heed his voice than it is for me to fulfill the tasks I have set out for myself. The Lord wants us to be free, not be bound up by anything. There are some churches that have such traditions. You have a prayer for this, a prayer for that. These are the words you use. This is when you sit. This is when you stand. There's no freedom there. There isn't any. That's one of the things I like about being here. I know we could be freer, but yet, you know, we just go with the flow, and as the Spirit seems to lead, that's what we do. We've had things happen, you know. Last week we didn't have any video, but we had the sound. One time somebody forgot the bread for communion. We had donut holes. I mean, you know, if we didn't have freedom, somebody would have panicked and run out to the store to buy bread, you know? But we're free enough to do things a little bit differently. And God doesn't mind. He wants us to be free. Free in Him. Not bound up in rules and regulations and the way we think things ought to be. It's so important. He has come to set us free, saying, you don't need to do these things. Just be led of my Spirit, that's all. Just be led of my Spirit. You'll be happy, you'll be content, you'll accomplish a lot of things, and you won't feel like you're bound up in everything. You know? He doesn't want us to be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. We could so easily fall back into that, even though He has set us free. And yes, it's also freedom from sin too, and I didn't mention that before, but that kind of goes without saying. Free from the slavery of sin and the penalties of it. There's so much that He came to set us free from. We need to realize that it's more than just sin. It's more than just bad habits. It also is, you know, traditions, our own way of thinking, that we need to do certain things a certain way all the time. Well, that's the way it's always been done, so we're going to keep on doing it the same way, you know. That's a yoke of slavery. Why can't we do things differently? Why not? In our own lives individually or even as a church, why can't we do things differently from time to time? If that's what God wants. But He has given us freedom. We need to exercise that freedom, not be afraid of it. But we're so comfortable sometimes in our constraints. It makes us feel good, doesn't it? When we can check the boxes. Okay, I've done all these things today. I can relax now. I've done it. God must be happy with me. I checked all the boxes. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way at all. God wants us to be free. So don't be afraid of change. Might be a little uncomfortable sometimes. But God is bringing us to a place of growth, of spiritual growth, preparing us for what is to come. He's recreating us in the image of Jesus. And if we think about that, we think about how we are and what's in us, what's in our hearts, and compare that to Jesus, we say, wow, there's no comparison, is there? There isn't. For me, for you, any person living on this earth, there's no comparison. But yet, He's remaking us into that image. And that means change. That means doing things differently. That means understanding things differently, behaving differently. And we can't do that on our own. But if He is going to accomplish that work of making us like Jesus, then there's going to have to be changes. And we need to be free enough to accept those changes and to embrace them. I don't know what that means for each of us. I don't necessarily know what that means for the church here. But it's an ongoing process. We've seen changes over the years. We're going to see more. But God is within them. And He is bringing them about. And He's blessing us in the process. And making us more like Jesus in the process. And I see in each one of you, you know, that change. I see that in each one of you, you are more like Him than when I first knew you. It's true. It's all because of the things He's doing. But we need to have the freedom within ourselves to embrace those changes and to be willing. But if we're stuck in our habits, our traditions, our ways of doing things, if we're enslaved to them, it's going to be very hard to change. He wants us to set us free from that. So please, consider that. Know that He loves you. He loves you as you are. But He says, I'm going to make you even better. Walk with me. Allow me to change you. It's a good thing. And be free. Be free from all those things that maybe you don't even realize you're bound up in. It's a wonderful thing He's doing. So, don't know where that's going to take us. But I believe that's what He wanted me to share with you this morning. Be free. Be free in Him. Ask Him, Lord, is there anything I'm bound up in? Anything I'm enslaved to that You want to set me free from? And then ask Him to do it. It may take some time, but He will. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, You sent Jesus for many things. To save His people. To free us from the guilt and the burdens of sin. To set us free from so much that has bound us all our lives. You sent Jesus to show us what You're like. Because Jesus Himself said, you see Me, you see the Father. I don't know that we really had an adequate picture of God until Jesus. And even before we got saved, we didn't really understand You, Lord. We didn't truly know who You were or are, what You were all about, what You're like. But then when we got saved and we began to read Scripture and hear messages and everything, we began to understand a little bit more about what You're like and to see the truth of how much You love us and desire us to be remade in Jesus' image. Many reasons why Jesus came here: to set the captives free in every way possible. So we thank You for that, Lord. Continue the work in us. Bless us, change us, remake us. You're the potter, we're the clay. Remold us, Lord. Thank You, Father. Help us to be free. Free to worship You, free to enjoy You, free to enjoy each other, free to enjoy the life that You have given us. And free from fear and worry and anxiety, especially about all the things that are going on in the world today. You want us to be free from that too. So help us to cast all our cares upon You, Lord, for You truly care about us. Thank You. Thank You so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.